California. CDC authorizes Pfizer booster shots to people 65 and older.
Two D.C. police officers face federal charges, one that alleges second-degree murder. I'm Christy King.
Wall Street ended on a mixed note. Friday, the Dow gained 33. Good morning. Welcome in. 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. From thousands of people under a bridge to a near-empty border crossing in Del Rio, Texas, the update on that humanitarian crisis dealt with by moving the migrants out. Some sent back to their home nation of Haiti, others allowed to apply for asylum.
Four deportation flights landed in Haiti on Friday with more than 370 deportees on board. About a third of those who have been expelled to Haiti so far have been families with children, according to Department of Homeland Security data.
CBS immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez. Out of California, another large wildfire threatening homes, forcing thousands out near the northern California city of Redding.
Fire crews struggled to protect neighborhoods as high winds pushed flames into homes, scorching at least 25 structures and threatening thousands more.
Devastation, just a nightmare. I'm seeing my life gone. My mementos of everything gone.
Nearly 6,000 acres have been charred since the fire began Wednesday.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. The Centers for Disease Control approves and recommends Pfizer booster shots for older Americans, a recommendation echoed by the president.
Booster shots will be available in 80,000 locations, including over 40,000 pharmacies nationwide.
The amateur auditors hired by Republican members of the Arizona Senate to conduct a so-called audit of the Phoenix area vote in last year's election have issued their findings. President Biden did beat former President Trump by a slightly larger margin than originally reported.
The review, funded by nearly $6 million from Trump supporters, was run by Cyber Ninjas, a firm with no prior experience running official election audits. County officials said the review, which also cost taxpayers $425,000, was littered with errors and faulty conclusions. During the hand recount, volunteers spent weeks searching for signs of fraud. Many of the state's top Republicans called it a waste of time, pushed without evidence by the former president.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe. On Capitol Hill, correspondent Nicole Killian reports on the latest maneuverings on President Biden's infrastructure and social spending agenda.
What is unclear here in talking to progressives, many of whom have demanded that there be some type of guarantee with reconciliation. They don't want to move forward with this infrastructure package unless they know that this reconciliation bill will also get through both chambers. Members of Congress, and so that has been their chief concern.
On Wall Street, the Dow and S&P closed up, the Nasdaq closed down. This is CBS News.
Good Saturday morning, September 25th, 2021, 2:03 in the morning on WTOP. Clear, chilly this overnight early morning. Patchy fog out there by Saturday daybreak with low in the 40s. We're at 55 now. I'm Dean Lane. Thanks for taking us along for your weekend morning ride. Topping the local stories we're following for you as we do head into this Saturday together. Two D.C. officers linked to the death of a 20-year-old moped rider are now indicted on federal charges, and one is accused of second-degree murder.
Charging documents say Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury to 20-year-old Hilton Brown. Back when it happened, police said they began chasing the scooter because the rider wasn't wearing a helmet.
I'm not surprised that there was an indictment.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We recognize that it appeared to be that one of our policies was violated.
There are strict protocols for when D.C. police can give chase. The indictment also charges that Sutton and his lieutenant, Andrew Zabofsky, conspired to obstruct justice to hide the circumstances of the wreck that led to Hilton Brown's death. In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
I'm Shayna Stulen. Police Chief Robert Conti says both officers are in the process of being suspended without pay. Terrence Sutton, the officer charged with second-degree murder, was removed from duty immediately. Andrew Zabofsky, charged with obstruction of justice, was working up until this week. Conti says he was put on administrative leave once details of the grand jury indictment were made public. Conti also says it's not an indictment of the entire police force.
There are a lot of officers on our department that are going out on the streets, putting their lives on the line day in and day out.
Councilman Charles Allen, who sits on the Public Safety Committee, tells WTOP the two officers being charged is a step that many didn't think would happen.
It's incredibly rare when we see prosecution of police officers.
Both officers have pleaded not guilty. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:05. In other news this Saturday morning, a total of 11 people in all have been indicted now in the death of a Loudoun County freshman at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. As of Friday afternoon, 8 of the 11 had been arrested.
The arrests follow a 7-month investigation into the death of Adam Oakes, a 19-year-old from Loudoun County. Oakes, a Virginia Commonwealth University freshman, died of alcohol poisoning after attending a fraternity party in February. He was found dead at an off-campus house about 12 hours after attending the party hosted by the Delta Chi fraternity. 11 people indicted face charges including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. A VCU spokesperson issued a statement saying the school is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity life and culture for all. VCU expelled the Delta Chi fraternity in June. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:06. Fairfax County Public Schools, we hear, pulling a couple of books, apparently, off of school library shelves. For now, anyway. This after a parent alleged there was explicit content in some of the publications. The mother expressed her concern during Thursday's school board meeting this week about books that are showing illustrations of child sexual encounters. And as she was describing the contents, Stacy Langston was cut off.
This is not an oversight at Fairfax High School.
I'm sorry.
There
are children in the audience here.
Do not interrupt my time. Do not interrupt my time.
I would like to remind everybody.
I will stand here until my time is restored and my time is finished. These books are in stock and available in the libraries of Robinson,
for high school
Langley,
students, ma'am.
And Annandale High School. Pornography is offensive to all people. It is offensive to common decency. It is the reason why the MPAA.
Following the meeting, the board this week decided to yank Gender Queer by Maya Kobabi and Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison from circulation, pending a more detailed review, they say. The publisher of Gender Queer issuing a statement saying that limiting the book's availability is short-sighted and reactionary. Stay tuned. 2:07, it appears norovirus is what is causing dozens of students to fall ill locally recently at Georgetown University. In a message this week, the school says testing detected it in 2 different students at least. Norovirus is a highly contagious group of viruses that cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramps. Those infected can also suffer a low-grade fever, chills, headache, fatigue, and muscle aches. Symptoms usually develop 12 to 48 hours after exposure, and most people recover within 3 days. The school says increased cleaning and disinfection are underway around campus this weekend.
Wake up with WTOP News on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, set an alarm for 7 a.m. to WTOP.